Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart in your harvest through perseverance. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the little land where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that they may warn them, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, through these parables, just inform us, if we don't change, if the word of God, it's never be easy to change ourselves. Many times you might think something bad happened, then we might change. Not necessarily. If we don't have open heart, even some bad situations will change our mind. We are stubborn, very stubborn. We need to have an open heart. Only Jesus can open our heart. So we have to ask this grace. Don't presume that we can be better if something changes. From the parables, Jesus says, think we'll ever change unless our heart is opened to the Lord. Jesus, we trust in you. We are hard-hearted. Please give us your grace that we can start every moment, every day, start again. Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, we follow you moment by moment.